Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Well, today we continue in our series called God's Prescription for a Healthy Life. In it, Pastor Rick will show you how to improve your health physically, spiritually, relationally, and emotionally by applying the five essentials needed for a more vibrant life. If you want to have what it takes to live out your calling in life, stay with us for this amazing series. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about the Daniel Plan DVD Study Kit, a six-session video-based study by Rick Warren, Dr. Daniel Amen, and Dr. Mark Hyman. This out-of-the-box approach to a healthy lifestyle is based on five essentials: faith, food, fitness, focus, and friends. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called Winning with the Hand You're Dealt.
Your genes have intentional flaws to create your uniqueness. And your flaws are a part of your custom design. And God designed you, and He even uses those flaws for His purpose and His glory. The Bible calls them, Paul calls them, my thorn in the flesh. Now, we don't actually know what Paul's thorn in the flesh was. We know it was some kind of physical or mental disability. We're not sure, a physical or mental disability that Paul carried all of his life. And Paul says, it forces me to be dependent upon God. In fact, he told the Galatians, the people in the city of Galatia, the area of Galatia in Greece, this here on the screen. Galatians 4:13, he says, you remember, you guys, that it was because of an illness. It was because of an illness that I came to you the first time preaching the good news. God used even an illness to get the gospel out. And this happened in Paul's life. And I'm sure the Galatians were glad that Paul got sick, because he ended up going to Galatia for whatever reason. We don't know why. And while he was there, he taught the good news. And those people were saying, we're going to go to heaven. So thank God Paul got sick. The first characteristic in your life that makes you you is your biology, your body, your chemistry. Now, the second thing that determines your identity is connections. My connections, my chemistry and my connections. My connections are my relationships in life. You are a product of your relationships, especially your early years relationships. Now, those relationships may have been good, or they may have been bad. They may have been healthy. They may have been unhealthy. They may have been non-existent, or they may have been abusive. But you are a product of your relationships, particularly those early year relationships. Study after study, I've told you this before, has shown that your identity, how you see yourself, is largely determined by what you think the most important people in your life think of you. What you think the most important people in your life think of you tends to determine your self-image, your self-esteem, your self-concept. And that's why I've told you many times, make sure Jesus is the most important person in your life. Because He's going to love you unconditionally, and He's going to tell you the truth. So the connections in your life, your relationships, help determine your identity. My connections give my life meaning, my connections give my life purpose, and my connections give my life identity. If you grew up feeling disconnected from other people, you have a hard time with meaning in your life. You have a hard time with purpose in your life. You have a hard time with your identity. People who have really healthy connections, healthy relationships, they're not going, does my life matter? They never ask that. They know their life matters because there are healthy relationships in their life. But if you feel disconnected, if you feel dysfunction in your relationships, it affects your identity. It affects your meaning and purpose. Why? Because life's all about relationships. One day Jesus is walking down the street, and a guy comes up and says, Lord, what's life all about? Jesus says, life is all about love. It's not about accomplishment. It's not about acquisition. You know, it's not about popularity or power or prestige. It's about love. It's about relationships. He says you can summarize all of life in two senses. Love God with all your heart and love your neighbors yourself. Be connected to God. Be connected to each other. Be in harmony with God. Be in harmony with each other. Make the connection with God. Make the connection with others. He said if you don't have that, you miss the purpose of life. It's all about love. It's all about relationships. And if you don't understand that, then you wonder why your life lacks meaning. This is called the Great Commandment. Now, in the second factor in my life, the second card, my connections card, there are three problems with this. One of them, I already mentioned, is we're all imperfect. And since we're all imperfect, there are no perfect relationships. That causes problems in our lives. We hurt each other. We have conflict with each other. We have stress. We misunderstand each other. Second, sin disconnects us. It disconnects us from God. All have sinned and fallen short. We are separated from God. And it disconnects us from each other. We can see this in the very first couple, Adam and Eve. They had a perfect relationship. They were in love. They had no conflict. They had no disharmony. Everything's going great. And God says, guys, you can do anything you want to in this garden, the Garden of Eden. Here's just one thing you can't do. Don't eat that fruit right there. Now, God didn't give them 10 things to not do or 100 things. He only gave them one. Why did he give them one? Because he had to give them a choice. Because it's not love if you don't have a choice. If I can't choose to not love you, then it's not. If I'm forced to love you, it's not love. So God gave them the minimum temptation, one thing. You can do anything you want to, but just this one thing. And what do? They head for the one thing they're not supposed to do. And as I've said many times, after they sin, Adam takes it like a man and he blames his wife. And he says, when God says, what did you do, Adam? He goes, Lord, the woman you gave me gave me this fruit to eat. Now notice, he's not only blaming Eve, he's blaming God. God, the woman you gave me. He's saying, God, if you hadn't brought this female in my life, we'd be like this. Okay, things would be copacetic, things would be great, but you brought this woman into my life, and therefore, God, it's really your fault. He starts blaming, and we have been doing it ever since, accusing and excusing, accusing and excusing, accusing and excusing. We accuse others, and we excuse ourselves. We hide our faults, and we hurl at others, and we've been doing it ever since, and that affects our connections. Now, once they sin, they not only feel disconnected from God, Adam and Eve suddenly feel disconnected from each other. What's it say? It says they went and they sewed clothing out of fig leaves and started covering up. Who told them to cover up? God didn't. Who told them it was wrong to be naked? God didn't. Who told them they had to hide from each other in their marriage? God didn't. Sin did. Sin did. And we have been covering up ever since our vulnerabilities, our defects, our faults, and we don't be real with each other, and we fake it even with those we love the most. And that is what sin does. It causes us to cover up, and men and women and people have been covering up ever since, not just physically, but emotionally. And that connection card has caused all kinds of damage in your life. Because nobody's perfect, and sin disconnects us. But here's the third problem with this card. The more disconnected I am, the more fearful I become. Fear comes from disconnection. When I feel disconnected from God, I fear God. When I feel disconnected from you, I fear you. When I feel disconnected at a party, I fear everybody at the party. Disconnection causes fear. And if you grew up feeling disconnected, you have a hard time trusting other people. It's part of the way your identity has been formed. Now, what happens is we get caught in this dilemma, and it is a terrible dilemma because we crave connection. We crave it. We deeply crave, but we fear making connections. We crave intimacy. We crave it. We crave intimacy, but we fear vulnerability, which is the only way you get intimacy. It's like we want one without the other. Now, I'm not just talking about sexual intimacy. I'm talking about in every area of your life. that deep soul searching heart to heart. I'm totally understood, you totally understand me, and we accept each other and love each other. We crave that, but we fear the vulnerability. We crave acceptance, but we fear rejection. And that forms your identity. There's a third card that makes you you. My chemistry, that's my biology, my body, my connections, that's my relationship. The third card that makes you you and makes me me is my circumstances. These are the things that happen to you. These are the things that happen around you. None of these things were in your control. You didn't choose your chemistry, you didn't choose your initial connections, and you certainly haven't chosen all your circumstances. The things that happen to you and the things that happen around you help shape your identity. You are a product of the traumas and the troubles in your life. You are a product of the suffering and the shame and the shock and the stress. Problems shape your life. Pressures shape your life. Pain shapes your life. If you've ever been abused, I'm sorry, but your abuse has affected your identity, whether it was physical, emotional, sexual, or whatever. And I'm sorry, but it has affected your identity. If you've ever experienced rejection, that has affected your identity. If you've ever had a failure or a series of failures, a major failure in your life, that has affected your identity. And you start telling yourself things over and over. If you had a crisis, if you had a catastrophe, these are all things that leave scars on your identity. It's part of what you were dealt in life. There's a fourth card, a fourth factor that makes you you, and this is a big one. It's what I call my consciousness. My consciousness. And my consciousness, I want you to write this down, is how I talk to myself. That's your consciousness, how I talk to myself, how you think about you. I remember one time I was preaching on John 17, which is Jesus' prayer to the Father, where Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane before the cross is talking to God the Father. People don't get that. They say, that's kind of weird, God talking to God. How can God talk to himself? Oh, you never do that? You do it all the time. You're doing it right now. He said, good point, Rick. Or, that point sucked, Rick. That wasn't any good. You know. And how soon do we get out of here? You're talking to yourself constantly. Constantly. There is never a time in your life when you are not talking to you. Now, if you talk to your friends the way you talk to you, they wouldn't be your friends. Because you are your toughest critic. And by the way, you lie to yourself all the time. The Bible says the heart is deceitful. You lie to yourself more than you lie to anybody else. You tell yourself things that just aren't true, but you believe them. Now, your consciousness influences your identity. What I say to me, now what other people said to me, they said, you're no good, you're worthless, you'll never amount to anything, you're uncoordinated, you aren't very attractive, you're a loser, blah, blah, blah. And you filed that, but then you started repeating it. And you start saying it over and over. Yeah, it's just like me to be this. It's just like me to be this. And you've said it over and over and over, and it got deeper and deeper in your consciousness. Your habitual thoughts are your identity. What you think about you, that's your identity. The Bible says this. Look up here on the screen. Proverbs 23:7. For as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. What you think about you, that's you, whether it's true or not. Proverbs 4:23 says this here on the screen. Be careful. Be careful what you think, because your thoughts run your life. And if you want your life to go in a different direction, you're going to have to direct those thoughts in a different direction. Now, here's the amazing thing. I just mentioned it. When you think a thought, it doesn't have to be true to hurt you. You just have to believe it. And so, if somebody says, you're never going to amount to anything, and you believe it, guess what? You're never going to amount to anything. If you tell yourself, this marriage isn't going to last, it isn't going to last. The person who says, I can, and the person who says, I can't, are both right. For as a man thinketh, so is he. Be careful what you think, because your thoughts run your life. And if you think a thought long enough, you become it. And if you believe it about yourself, you act it out. And here's the problem. You know those fears you've got that you keep going over and over and over in your mind? Our fears are often self-fulfilling. We sabotage ourselves. We set ourselves up. Job chapter 3, verse 25. You know what happened to Job. And in Job chapter 3, verse 25, Job says this, "What I have always feared has happened to me. What I have always feared has happened to me. And what I dreaded has come to be." A self-fulfilling prophecy. That's the problem with fear. Is but fears can become reality. We start acting in that way. I'm afraid to do this, and so then you are afraid to do this. I'm afraid I can't do this, then you can't do that. You say, "Well, Rick, there's nothing I could do to change." Are you sure? You have to challenge your thoughts. You have to challenge your misperceptions constantly, or they're going to dominate your life and send you in the wrong direction. Because you tell yourself all the time, "Well, I could never change." Are you sure? I want you to write this down. Feelings aren't facts. Feelings aren't facts. "I feel unattractive." Doesn't mean you are. "Well, I feel fat." Doesn't mean you are. "Well, I feel nobody would ever want to marry me." Are you sure? Feelings aren't facts. They're feelings. And feelings lie all the time. So my consciousness affects my identity. But there's a fifth card, and this fifth card is so important because it controls all the other cards. The fifth card that makes me is my choices. My choices. Now, the Bible says that you were created in the image of God. Nobody else, no other animals are created in the image of God. Cows aren't created in the image of God. Rabbits aren't created in the image of God. Monkeys aren't created in the image of God. Only human beings are created in the image of God. What does it mean? Well, it means a lot of things, but one of the things it means is this. You have a free moral choice. Dogs can't make moral choices. They have instincts, but they don't know the difference between right and wrong. Cats, elephants can't make moral choices. There are no ethics to an elephant. There's no morality to an elephant. You have the choice to choose. That's because you're made in God's image. God made... Angels don't have that choice, but you do. You have a choice to do right or wrong. Now, the freedom of choice is your greatest blessing. It is also your greatest curse, because we make stupid choices all the time. We make self-defeating choices. We make harmful choices that harm ourselves, our bodies, our circumstances, and everybody around us. And so it becomes a negative thing in our lives. It's a blessing, but it's also a curse. But here's the good news about this card. This one right here, God says, it's a wild card. It's the wild card. And this card can change the suit and the number of any of the other cards you're dealt. This is the wild card. Your choices can determine these other cards. Now, I didn't get to choose my chemistry, but I can choose what I do with my body and how I make the most of what I've got. That's my choice. And I can choose to do the best I can with what I've got. I didn't choose all of my relationships, but I can choose how I respond to them, and I can choose new relationships, and I can choose to learn relational skills, and I can choose a lot of things that will change my connections. I don't choose my circumstances, but I certainly can choose how I respond to them. I am response-able. That means I'm responsible. I'm able to respond. God has given us responsibility, which means we have the ability to respond. And I don't control everything that happens to me, but I control everything that happens in me by what I choose to do in that response. And then even on my consciousness, I didn't control what people said to me, those old tapes that went in my mind, and I started believing them, but I can choose to stop believing them. And I can choose to think differently. And I can choose a different consciousness. And I can control my thoughts. And I can change the rudder of my boat by simply changing the way that I think. This is the good news. And if you use it, you can change the number and the suit of every card. And your life and your destiny in eternity is determined by this card. Ultimately, your identity is based on your choices. And it's the wild card that can change everything else.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so glad you're with us today. And if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time today. But first, the truth is that most of us don't pay much attention to our health until something goes wrong. We put on a couple of pounds every year and think, no big deal, right? But a few pounds over 5 or 10 years can really add up. That's why Pastor Rick Warren has put together the Daniel Plan DVD Study Kit. This 6-session video-based study by Rick Warren, Dr. Daniel Amen, and Dr. Mark Hyman is an out-of-the-box approach to a healthy lifestyle based on 5 essentials: faith, food, fitness, focus, and friends. The Daniel Plan Study Kit gives individuals the encouragement and accountability needed to succeed. If you've been watching the scale go up lately, or your health is in trouble because of your weight, it's not too late to join. Join the more than 15,000 people who've lost weight, improved their health, and improved their relationships by ordering the Daniel Plan DVD Study Kit. Let us send you a copy of the Daniel Plan DVD Study Kit as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy. If you've got a smartphone or tablet, just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
You know, I want to just thank every one of you for your generous support. People all over the world are now listening to Daily Hope because of your financial support. Let me read you a letter from Rhoda, who lives in Papua New Guinea. Do you even know where that is? It's down toward Australia. Rhoda wrote, "I want to let you know that the Daily Hope has helped change my views toward life because you share from the Word of God." She said, "I've recommended Daily Hope to all my workmates, and since then, the life of one of my colleagues has changed, and she's always thankful for your sharing. We listen to Daily Hope every day. So I'm praying for you, Pastor Rick." Well, thank you. Thank you for your note, Rhoda, and thank you for writing all the way from Papua New Guinea, and thank those of you who are supporting this ministry so we can reach people like Rhoda. I'm glad you're living out God's principles in your daily life, Rhoda, and I want to say thanks to all of you for your support. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please feel free to send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.